Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can do better. We can do better. Let's give God the praise. Let's give God the worship. Indeed, our God is good. He has kept us from the month of January up until now. The faithfulness of God ever sure. His mercy, we are not better than those who are 6 feet beneath. If you are clapping, clap to King of Kings. Clap for the Lord of Lords. The Lord has not allowed the enemy to swallow you up. The Lord who has not allowed the enemy to ask you where your God is. Come and clap your hands. Clap your hands and make the devil mad. Clap your hands, all ye people. Father, we thank you because indeed you have been so good. You have been so good to us as a church. You have been so good to us as a family. You have been so good to us as an individual. We bless your name, Jehovah. To you be glory. To you be all honor. To you be all adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know you are here. Here in your power, I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit, I know you are here. Here in your glory, I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit, oh, I know you are. You are here, Holy Spirit, yeah. In your power,
oh, I know you are here.
You are here to meet every need.
Precious Holy Spirit,
you are here to lift us higher, Lord.
I know you are here.
You are moving and touching every life.
Here in your power. I know you are here.
Precious Holy Spirit.
Precious Holy.
One more time, I know you are here.
I know you are here.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
In your
you are
power.
Here in me.
I know you are here. La
bro sota ya talia bro singa
bro.
My libro so cool ya dobre que se
te ya bro. I know you are here.
Thank you, Father, for your awesome presence already here in our midst this morning. Thank you as the time has come to hear from you, O Lord. It is your word, not any man's word. We ask, O Lord, that you come and speak your word into our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give us the revelation of your word this morning. For we know when there's revelation, there's impartation, there's increase, there's everything. So, Father, we ask for revelation and knowledge, O Lord, of your word this morning in the name of Jesus. I hide behind the cross and I say, Father, speak through us to me this morning, O Lord. And let your name and only your name be glorified. We silence every voice speaking against the service. We silence them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. And can we please have our seats in his presence? Amen. Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma. Good morning, mommy and daddy, for visiting us this morning. I thank God for how far the Lord has brought us this year, 2019. We're going to quickly open our Bibles to the book of John, chapter 2. And this morning, we'll be talking about fill up. Come on, tell your neighbor to the right, to the left, to the front, and to the back, fill up. Come on, come on, come on. Fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up. Hallelujah. John, chapter 2, verse 1. To 12. We will be reading John 2, verse 1 to 12. We're all going to read together, no matter the version, Message, New Century Version, New King James, whatever you have. Don't worry, there's going to be celebration and different languages in heaven. So let's start, warming up now. Amen. John 2, verse 1 to 12. Are we all there? If you're not there, say, please wait for me. Are we there? Okay. Let's go. On the third day, we are all reading together. There was a wedding in Canaan of Galilee. and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man at the beginning set out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior, you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus did in Canaan of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up. In this account, I believe we are familiar with this account in the Bible. There was an occurrence, there was an occasion that occurred, was a wedding. The Bible recorded that Jesus and his disciples and his mother was invited to the wedding. When they got to the wedding, something happened. A problem occurred. And what was the problem? The problem was that there was no more wine in the wedding. The Bible recorded that Jesus' mother heard about the problem. He did not even go to the celebrant and say, "Hey, what has happened? Hey, I heard." The Bible recorded that Jesus' mother heard that there was a problem. And the Bible recorded that Jesus' mother went to Jesus to tell Jesus, "There is a problem." Brethren, how many of us are like Jesus' mom? In the generation that we live in, when there's something happening to our brethren, our fellow neighbors, our fellow friends, our fellow colleagues, how many of us hear something that has happened to a brother, a sister, and we go on and spend time on our knees asking God to intervene? Ordinarily, we human beings, we tend to say, "God has catched them. Yes, they are wedging. There's no wine. They're here, so they will see." We begin, "Have you heard? They don't have any more wine, you see?" That's what some people, I'm sure those people are not here today. I want to believe those people are not here today. That's what they will do. They will mock. They will gossip. They will begin to talk about it. The Bible recorded that Jesus' mother heard that there was a problem and went to Jesus, knowing that Jesus has the power to turn things around and make and resolve that problem that was at hand. Jesus' mother went to Jesus and said, "There's no wine, no." And Jesus said, "What is my business? What is our business in this?" What did the Bible record? The Bible recorded that the mother just went to the disciples. What the Spirit of God told me there was that Jesus' mother did not even argue. "You are going to do it, You are going to do it. Because it's not my business." As literally we parents would tell our children, when we tell them to do something, and we begin to, you have to. But the Bible recorded that Jesus' mother, her home was just to report the case. And what did the Bible record? It said he went to the disciples. Because I want to believe, as the Holy Spirit revealed to me, I want to believe that Jesus' mother recognized that once you ask, it shall be given unto you. Even Jesus told him, that is not her business. He has gone to God as it has been instructed unto him. If you call on me, your time of need, I will answer. She went, told Jesus the problem, and went believing that Jesus needs to fix it. It's Jesus' headache. And went to the disciple and said, whatever. Because she knew Jesus was, even with the complaint, she knew Jesus was going to do it. So he went to the disciples and said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Can you imagine that level of faith? Even after Jesus had told her that it is not my business, it's not, why are you bringing me out when my time is not out? But she knew that we have a compassionate God. No matter where we have been, no matter what we might have done, no matter the point that he has found us, as long as we are willing and genuine to have him come into our heart and trusting that he can do it, by mercy, he will move on our behalf. The Bible recorded that, please follow me. The Bible recorded that Jesus' mother told the disciples, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because she knew that she served a loving God. A God who is merciful. Even though our flaws, our shortcomings, he still cares about us. He still loves us. That is why some people are wallowing in sin. The devil is selling to them that God does not love them. Look at what you did 5 years ago. How you lived your life 10 years ago. The devil begin to rewind what has happened, what they did wrong. And they begin to say, God can never forget. Who told you so? Who told you so? The Bible recorded that Jesus' mother went to the disciples and asked them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And next, they said, Jesus, identify some water pots. Just lying with there. That water pot, according to historians, they said those are the water pots they use in cleansing or something like that. But the water pots were there and they were empty. And Jesus needed to resolve a problem because there was a problem of no wine. And Jesus needed to resolve a problem. And he called his disciple, hey, you, come and fill this vessel. I want to say, I'm saying that as mighty Jesus is, he could have called down wine and wine would come down. He could have done something else and wine, but he identified that there was something needed to bring out the goodness of God. There was vessels laying there that needed to be filled up with water. Please open your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20 to 21. I read. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some of honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Where am I going to? We all are vessels. We all seated here are vessels. God did not send us to planet Earth. God did not send us to America. God did not send us to the streets, the office, the families that you are in by accident. There's a reason why God has planted us and put us where we are so that he can show forth his glory through us, in us. We are all vessel. But the question is, what type of vessel are we? We were told in the workers' meeting this morning, where do we stand? Are you among those tilling the ground, or are you among those obstructing what God wants to do? What type of vessel are you? Please follow me. The Bible recorded that Jesus asked them to fill the vessel up with water. When we look at the scripture in the book of John 7, we are there, John 7, verse 35 to 38. That's, 37 to 39. John chapter 7, 37 to 39. John chapter 7, thank you, sir. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke of the Spirit. Where am I going with this? The vessels were filled with water. Water, according to biblical historian, is likened, even with this account we read, to the Holy Spirit. We are all vessels. But then, we become impactive and world changers if we are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible recorded that the disciples filled the vessels up to the brim. Not even half full. Why did they emphasize that? They filled it to the brim. They filled it to the brim with water. As vessels of God, what are you filled with? What am I filled with? Jesus said, "I have to go for the Holy Spirit to come so that he can lead us, guide us, help us through the journey that has been placed ahead of us." Mommies, daddies, brothers, sisters, you cannot do this work with your strength. We cannot evangelize with our degree. We cannot serve God with our ability. It by the Holy Spirit helping us. If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, we will struggle. We will not struggle in Jesus' name. If the Holy Spirit was not important or would not be important, Jesus would not say, "I have to go for the Holy Spirit to come, who will lead and guide and direct you." The Bible recorded that the water pots were filled with water. And as the water was filled up with the vessel, the water pots were filled, they scoop some water and they gave it to the master of ceremony. Permit me to say that. And they gave him to thirst. And they tasted it. And it was sweet. Ha! What are people getting out of you? When you are in the midst of your family, extended, nuclear, friends, classmate, past classmate, WhatsApp group, link group, whatever chat you are on, when you chip in, when you share your opinion, when you spend time with people, what are they drawing out of you? As they are spending time with you, or you are advised, are they drawing out sweetness from you? Are they drawing out comfort from you? Are they drawing out, you know, God in his holisticness from you? The Bible recorded that they scooped the water and they gave it to the master of ceremony. The water pots were filled with water. The only way we can give love, the only way we can reach soul is through us being filled with the Holy Spirit. We are in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. We are in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And the church is not saying too much about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one, the third in Trinity, that has been left with us to help us, to guide us, to help us to be world changers, to help us to be those daughters and sons of God that the world waited for its manifestation. If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, look at the account of Acts. They said the disciples were in one accord. They did not, there was no addition yet. There was no healing going on yet until the Holy Spirit came upon them. When you look at Acts chapter 2, 3, you see what Peter did. It was after the Holy Spirit had descended upon them. There's so many of our family members, our neighbors, our colleagues, they are being afflicted with one sickness or the other. We are vessels. We are supposed to be carrying the healing power of God. That when they tell us and we should pray healing into their life and healing begin to come up. Why is it not happening now? Why is it not happening? Jesus' mother recognized the problem, identified the problem. And Jesus, through vessel, pots that were available, made produce good wine that people were happy, that brought joy, that was pleasing to the people that attended the party. Mommies, daddies, uncles, aunties, brothers, sisters, what are people drawing from us? What can people see in us? Whatever you are, whatever you do, whatever you are filled with, permit me, controls you. If you are filled with hatred, hatred will control you. If you are filled with anger, then anger will control. If you are filled with greed, greed will control. But if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the one that will control you. He will control you as to where to go, how to go about it, who to meet, what the next step is. The Holy Spirit will give you assurance even when things are not looking good, when things are not gelling, when things are not making sense. All hell is let loose, but you are saying, God, where? Holy Spirit will give you comfort that don't worry at the end of the tunnel. Just hang in there. Your miracle is right. It's on the way. It's right there. Holy Spirit is what that will give you that comfort. It is very important for us, even as we journey in life, continue to journey in life, that we need to fill ourselves up with the Holy Spirit. There's so many things that the Holy Spirit can help us with. The book of John chapter 14 verse 16 to 18 says, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept it because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be our helper. Are you in need of something? The Holy Spirit can help. The Holy Spirit helps. That is what is sent to it. It helps. Let us stop running to people that will not help us. Let us stop doing things that will not help us. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can help us to do that which will be pleasing in the sight of our God. Not only that, the Holy Spirit helps us to do God's will. To be a Christian is not easy. In this generation that we are in this nation that we are in, to be a Christian, it takes the grace of God. But when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then it helps you to live a life that is pleasing to God. The book of Acts chapter 8 verse 29 says, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join themselves to this chariot. Philip was just going on his own gently. And there was someone that God wanted him to minister to. But God said, I need you to go and minister to that person. Ordinarily for him, he would just say, I'm going to my house. It's not my business. But it was because the Holy Spirit helped him. because the Holy Spirit empowered him, he was able to reach out and speak the word of truth to the person that God wants her to hear. He gives us for ministry. For as many of us that have giftings, we are talented. It's the Holy Spirit that actually helps us to channel that gift in line with what God has given us that gift for. You know how to sing. You know how to play the drum. You know how to care for others. It is the Holy Spirit that would help you to actually use that gift to glorify God and not man. Brethren, we cannot afford to live without the Holy Spirit. We cannot afford not to fill ourselves up with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our sanctifier. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. It's the Holy Spirit that sanctifies, that sets us apart, that helps us to say, you know what? God alone. No matter what I'm hearing, no matter what I'm seeing, no matter what is going on around me, no matter the discouragement, no matter what the church, it's the Holy Spirit that helps us. It's the Holy Spirit that makes us more like Jesus. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed in his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us to become more like God. You want to become more like God because we are God. We are God. We are supposed to be, you know, showing God. But without the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to attain it. He guides our prayers. The Holy Spirit helps us to pray. In the book of Romans 8, 26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Are you here? You cannot pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. It does help you. Because this, we cannot afford to live a prayerless life in this world, in this generation that we are in. It is the Holy Spirit that helps us to evangelize. Oh, we spoke about it this morning. No matter the phonetic, grammatic, and all the things that we have and we know, without the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to evangelize. He's the one that puts the word in our mouth. He's the one that touches the heart. Remember, the Bible says, we have not called ourselves, but God has called us. He's the Holy Spirit that helps the person you are speaking to receive that word and be transformed. Not the word we say to them, not the way we say it, not the grammar we put in it. In the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 6, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And again, lastly, this and many much more that Holy Spirit, I just took some few. He teaches us and gives us insight. The Holy Spirit will give you insight into what you are reading and furthermore will help you recall that you have read in the scripture. The Holy Spirit does numerous things. Please, we need the word of God because the amount of the revelation of the word of God that we know that will determine our functionality in this world that we are in. The amount of the Holy Spirit we have in us will determine our functionability in this generation, in this community that God has put us, in the family God has planted you, in the businesses and offices that God has planted you. The Bible recorded that Jesus filled it up with the Holy Spirit and they drew sweet wine. Please, as we journey in life, as this year wrap up, let people be able to draw, let them say, after I spend time with Mommy Musu, after I spend time with Mommy G, I was blessed. I need to spend another. Let them draw goodness. Let them be able to identify the Christ-like nature in us. You speak the word and the word doesn't fall on the ground. You say it's well with them. You are healed in Jesus' name. That is what they are looking for. I'm telling you. And look at the book of Acts. People did not believe until they saw miracles. This generation, they are tired of the church. They want to see this God that you are talking about. Let us see it. Let us experience it. Some of us, we've not experienced God, but we are preaching God. That is why there's nothing happening. And the devil is really enjoying his prey. Enjoying it. Our time is fast spent. I was on the Facebook yesterday and I read an account of a pastor, a young pastor. Was about age 30 in California, well-known pastor. He had this non-profiting organization. And what the non-profiting organization does is that they help with people with depression, people with mental instability. But guess what? The devil got this pastor through his ministry. He committed suicide just on Thursday. And I begin to ask myself, the Holy Spirit, what then happens to the thousands of people that have been following him, that he has been encouraging about suicide? He has been encouraging it about mental instability. What then happens? You see, the devil is so bad. But we are more than conquerors through Christ. God has sent us here. He has sent us into this community, into the lives of people that have come across us for a reason, for a purpose. Please, let us spend time in the Word of God and fill ourselves up with the Holy Spirit that would help us to be able to manifest as sons and daughters that the world waited for. There's so much perverseness around, so much unheard stuff that you shouldn't even hear. A co-worker of mine was telling me about her granddaughter. She was beating the granddaughter, washing the girl in the bath. And she said, "Grandma, don't touch." And she said, "Touch, don't touch her." "Oh, Grandma, don't touch." Why are you saying no touch?" "Oh," and this is a four-year-old. "Oh, that is the way," I don't know the name of the grandson, the other son. That's the way he does. You know, like the girl at age 4 has been molested by his age 6-year-old brother. You begin to hear this thing. Your heart begins to break. Like, where is the church? She just came to me and said, "Tony, pray with me." She said she heard and her heart was broken. Because she herself was molested when she was small. So she put herself in the place of her granddaughter, a 4-year-old. A 4-year-old whose life has already been tampered with already. It's only good to take the grace of God. I'm not going to take our time. Please, let's rise up. This work that God has committed into our hands, it is only the Holy Spirit, by the help of the Holy Spirit, that we'll be able to do it. To minister to life, to minister to the broken heart, to encourage people. Enough of unproductive talk that we talk with our friends and family members. Please, instead, let us be speaking like the word of God. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of life into their lives. It's good to talk about, you know, business. I'm not saying you shouldn't talk about business, but please. Because the devil is like a roaring lion pitching his net. Marriages are crumbling. Homes are destroying. We cannot allow this. The world waited for the manifestation of us. But it's when we fill ourselves with the Spirit of God that we're able to do that great and greater work that Jesus said we will do. Greater work shall we do. Let's lift up our voices to God and cry out to God. That Father, we ask for the infilling of your Holy Spirit. We ask for the infilling. We are vessels. We know you've created us. You brought us on this earth, Father, for a purpose. And that purpose, we need to fulfill it. But we ask because you said the Holy Spirit has been given to us to help us, to guide us, to strengthen us. We ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit this morning, Jehovah. Brother, you cannot have the Holy Spirit if you don't have first of all give your life to Christ. You have to know Jesus. So if you are here, you don't know Jesus. Or you were and you are trying to come back. It's okay. God is wide. His hands are wide open to receive you. Just ask that God have mercy upon me. I return back to you. And I ask for the grace. I ask that you help me to continue in this journey that you have put ahead of. And I ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, I will give unto you. Whose father will a son ask? Give me something that will not give. The Father will give unto us the Holy Spirit that would help us into all truth. That will help us to guide us and lead us as a church, as a family. It is the Holy Spirit that can keep a marriage together. That can keep a home together. That can make a business to flourish. It's the Holy Spirit that can help turn the mind of that child that is going to the northwest. It's the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us. To help us in this journey that has been set ahead of us. Father, Lord God.
In Jesus' mighty name.